Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I've got a great multi-million dollar money-making idea for you, and you don't even need to lift a finger. All you need to do is actually be a relative of the Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe. Absolutely. You probably have heard me speaking about Andrew Doe before because he is one of the public servants that I am suing in my lawsuit against the County of Orange. But wait until you find out who is the top number two judge in all of Orange County, the assistant supervising judge in the Orange County Superior Court. You're not going to believe it. I didn't know it. I just found it out. But before we get to that, and before I give you an entire laundry list of Orange County Supervisor Doe's, all of his shenanigans, I'll just put it that way, all of the corruption and scandal that he's been involved in, let me just tell you, well, let me show you a picture of him so you'll know exactly who we're talking about. And I'm going to give you a little bit of background on this fellow, since we're talking about immigrants on this channel recently. And I come from a family of legal immigrants who were in favor of freedom, that came to this country for freedom, not to squelch freedom. And here he is in a most recent article. Let's see, this one, Orange County, this was a year ago, Orange County, or a few months ago, Orange County supervisor testified without disclosing his wife is the assistant presiding judge. And it led to a mistrial. And here is the latest. This just came out again in November. Top Orange County official helped direct millions to his daughter's center without disclosing family connection. So let's talk a little bit about this. And then I've got some action steps where you can help bring this serpent to justice. All right. So I have a Substack for you all about this. Take a moment right now and just hit the subscribe button to this channel. I appreciate it when you give me a like and a comment and a share, because we have got to outwit this algorithm on YouTube and get this message out here. So this is your money-making idea. So you start up a nonprofit. Don't worry about having any previous experience, or you don't even really have to do any of the paperwork or put it together legally, because this is exactly what Andrew Doe's daughter did. Try to say that one quickly. So she started up this Warner Wellness Center, which is an offshoot of a jazzy patriotic nonprofit called Viet America Society, which was just created in the aftermath of all of the cooties so that they could get the millions and millions and millions, and dare I say, millions of dollars of your tax money, the federal tax money and money that they print out of thin air. It's absolute genius. This 22-year-old has no business experience. Well, I should say her experience is being the daughter of Orange County, what will be Orange County's go down in history as Orange County's most corrupt politician, public serpent, as I call them. She did not have any experience. She didn't even set it up correctly. It was getting millions of dollars before it even got its nonprofit status. I mean, it is absolute genius. For all y'all who are worried about, you know, the pocketbook, just start up a fraudulent nonprofit and have your daddy fund it. So let me dive into some of the details here. Now, don't start saying that it's not fair or it's not legal. Come on. Those pesky restrictions are just for the regular people, not for those in power. And certainly not, it doesn't have any place in the life of super scammer, sleazy, slimy Andrew Doe. Yes, I said it. Oh, don't you know about him? You don't know about Doe? Don't be drawing any conclusions that it's because he came from communist Vietnam for anything other than squelching freedom. I mean, supporting freedom. Of course, it could never be proven that Doe was placed in politics to continue the march toward communism in this country. Absolutely not. He would never be put there to spearhead the corruption, the decline, and the decimation of what was once ultra conservative Orange County, California. Banish the thought. Certainly Doe fled communist Vietnam for a better life in the United States, right? Well, Doe's Wikipedia story. Yeah, it's quite a story. It tells us, and now this is a little heart-wrenching, so you may want to just listen carefully. You're here of a little Kleenex on hand. His family fled communist Vietnam, wait for it, with a suitcase full of dictionaries. Oh, how touching. I mean, how many dictionaries does a family need? They need a suitcase full of dictionaries, of course. That's certainly what you want to haul with you when you're fleeing the fall of Saigon. Okay, let's talk about modern day, shall we? Doe is just one of the public serpents that I am personally suing for violating my rights and yours. And I've got a video for you. Let me share my screen. So this is in the Substack, and you can also find it on my channel here. And this is my lawsuit explained in 7 minutes. And you will get a very short recap of why I'm suing the county. Yes, it's still going on. We're going on year three, because that's exactly what they want to do, bleed me dry and try to make me give in, give up, and give over my freedom. And I am never going to do that. And I know you aren't either. So it's just come to light, as I showed you in the previous headline there, that Doe's wife, Sherry Pham, is the second highest ranking judge in Orange County. Awkward that I'm suing her husband and she is the presiding judge, well, the second in charge of the entire Superior Court. So I'm sure that her appointment as the assistant presiding judge in Orange County will guarantee that my case will have a fair hearing. Of course it will. There will be no shenanigans with having it go through a bunch of different judges that clearly don't know what's going on with the case and that my hearings will be forever delayed. Oh, now I've covered that in several videos and I will have a links for you and on my Substack, or you can search my Board of Supervisors playlist here on YouTube. Remember, when you go on YouTube, click on videos and also click on live, because a lot of my videos are airing live. So here is a picture of Sherry Pham. And I think that a picture says 1,000 words. That will give you an idea exactly where this woman stands on the side of freedom. Yes, there she is, Judge Sherry Pham. No stranger to scandal herself, but that will have to be covered in another broadcast. So, Andrew Doe apparently is a favorite of mine, and apparently I'm a favorite of his as well. I'm probably at the top of his list because I have been following Doe's corruption and his slimy tactics and activities for some time. He was visibly chagrined when I called him out in a public hearing, which is called, excuse me, supervisors. And you really have got to see this one. I'll link it for you very easily, easy access in my Substack, which will come out tomorrow, peggyhall.substack.com. You've got to watch this one. It's 9 minutes long. And of course, he's wearing his black and white Masonic outfit. He also loves to have the bow tie, which is another symbol of the Freemasons, which basically run our government. So you have got to watch this one, because I actually got him a little flustered when I called out his inability to actually listen to what we the people were saying. So it's quite amusing. So one of the many reasons that I'm not surprised by Doe's latest despicable slimy dealings by funneling millions of dollars, I'll give you some of the details in just a moment, into his daughter's fraudulent nonprofit. It's quite amusing, in fact, if it weren't so troubling. I would expect nothing more or less from such a one of the five stooges in the county government. So before we do a deep dive on this scandal surrounding the millions and millions of taxpayer dollars that went into his daughter's, 22-year-old daughter's nonprofit, illegally, I might add. It was so clever that it was just created just in time for cooties. I mean, come on, you got to hand it to these slimy serpents. So let's look at some of the other money laundering, money payouts, and I'll do a roundup of Doe's misdeeds. Oh, don't go doing that, Doe. All right, here we go. I'll just give you a handful here. He was accused of residency fraud. What does that mean? Well, he and his lovely wife, wearing the suffocation device, the number two presiding judge in all of Orange County, they were charged with residency fraud, not once, but twice in 2008 and 2015. What that means is that they are allegedly living in what could be described as a larger, nicer, and newer home in the city of Tustin, which happens to be in District 3, which means not in District 1, where he is supposed to be representing the people of District 1. Now, District 1 includes Santa Ana, Westminster. This is very diverse, a lot of immigrants, and very heavily Vietnamese. So he doesn't live in the small, older, cheaper house in the city of Westminster, which he said he did on his paperwork. So that is felony fraud. Oh, but don't worry about it. Because of his wife's highfalutin status, these things usually just get dismissed without any sort of trial or hearing. Seamless. So simple. I think it's amazing how they are able to import this type of, how do I put it, political system from Vietnam. Isn't that interesting? So ongoing investigation way back couldn't be commented on, of course. And then I think it just got swept under the rug, as many of these things do. Of course, nothing to see here, folks, at all. Now, just as an aside, the Orange County Sheriff's Deputies Union was the largest donor to DOE in 2020, with $500,000 contributed. Oh, geez, that's just a drop in the bucket compared to the millions and millions and millions of dollars that have DOE's sticky fingers all over it. So because DOE and FAM are both public servants, their voter registration information is confidential. And so no individual like me actually can get my eyeballs on it to see exactly where they are registered to vote. Is it in District 1 where they say they live, or in District 3 where they apparently live? Yeah, but that's how it's done in communist Vietnam. So I can barely keep up with all of the fraud, corruption, and downright slimy actions of this sleazy scamming serpent, because another one I wanted to tell you is that he was accused of money laundering in his campaign donations. Somehow money got into his campaign, and then he deposited it into the Orange County Republican Fund, and somehow it got shifted back to him. And of course, he was found not guilty. I mean, you know that the courts in Orange County are not corrupt at all, and that he will get a fair hearing because his wife is number two in charge in the courts in Orange County. Now, another scandal is that Doe resigned from the state health insurance called Cal Optima because of, you guessed it, more fraud allegations. He strong-armed himself, this fellow Doe, to be the chairman of Cal Optima. What's Cal Optima? It is the state health insurance agency for low-income residents, meaning a lot of the Vietnamese in his district get money from taxpayer dollars so they can have medical insurance. Now, there was some, brouhaha around this because he wasn't supposed to be able to serve on this board. He strong-armed himself to be chairman, and then he proceeded to jack up the salary of his own appointed and woefully inexperienced director and many others. And this caught the eye of many. So he finally resigned because he couldn't stand up to the pressure of having his corruption exposed. You know, how does the saying go? You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. So the back-scratching cronies in Orange County just keep letting him off the hook for his crimes. But you're not going to believe it. Even the communist-leaning Orange County Register, which is our local newspaper, is calling for his resignation. So that's when you know there either is more scandal afoot or somebody's getting paid off. But here's another one. He was fined. Doe was fined for using his position to benefit campaign donors. Last year, state regulators fined him a whole lot of money. Yeah, $12,000 for violating the pay-to-play laws by using that previous Cal Optima board position to try to push through lobbying contracts for two of his campaign donors. There's that back scratching again. Ooh, I'm getting a little itch here. Maybe somebody can scratch it in the Superior Court of Orange County. How do you like them apples? Well, you know, things are really bad, as I say, because the Orange County Register is even calling for Doe to resign because he cannot be trusted. That is putting it mildly. Apparently, the last straw for the Orange County Register and millions of Orange County residents is the subject of this video, which is the illegal funneling of millions and millions and millions of dollars to his daughter's fraudulent nonprofit, which, by the way, occupies an office right down the corridor from Doe's own law office in a building in Huntington Beach, California. How do you like them apples? All right, here we go. The details about this latest scandal. county records, which they kept secret. Now, you have to understand that I've been going to these county meetings for years. Ever since the cooties was sloshed all over us, I decided to go and see exactly what other corruption was happening at the county level. And they do not want us to know. They do so many of these dealings in private, which is another violation of the law, because these contracts are public business. And in the state of California, we have something called the Brown Act, which means public business must be conducted, wait for it, in public. What a concept. And these slimy, stupid advisors are doing all of these backroom dealings, thinking that it's not going to be caught. There is a newspaper, an online paper, and here it is. It's called the LAist. And I am going to link for you on my Substack. And this media outlet broke the story a couple of months ago. And here you go. Warner Wellness Center, growing together. This is his 22-year-old daughter's nonprofit, which was basically created out of thin air. I have actually looked at the financials, and I'll probably have to do a second video on this because it's very, very sketchy as to where this money is going. And this is under the umbrella of the Viet America Society, which was also created in response to the cooties hogwash, so that this fellow right here had a place to park the money. End of story. That's as simple as it gets. So this story goes on and on and on, and I am just going to summarize it for you here and also in my Substack. This is where I got the information. So they were able to get the closed door records from Orange County showing that Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe funnels, well, there's, I think it's up to $6 million now, into his daughter's nonprofit without public disclosure. So it's very despicable. And I'm so grateful that this journalist, Nick Gerda, is the one who began exposing this back in 2023. So $6.2 million has gone to his daughter's nonprofit, this Warner Wellness Center. And it is actually, there's $13.5 million that have gone to these two nonprofits. Now, here's what's stunning. One fellow called Peter Pan, it's not Peter Pan, it's Peter Pham. Is he connected to Doe's wife, Sherry Pham? Anyway, Peter Pham is a community hero because Andrew Doe said so. And Andrew Doe gave Peter Pham, who is the president of the Viet America Society, all of this money. The only strange thing is there's no website for this nonprofit. Very strange indeed. And it's quite stunning that all of this was done in secrecy, but I'm grateful that it is coming out into the open. So the summary here is that without publicly disclosing his family connection, Doe secretively funneled millions of dollars into this wellness center for his daughter, which, by the way, is supposed to have something to do with mental health. And you know how I feel about that and the government getting involved in any of our health. So this daughter graduated from high school 4 years ago, has never held a job, is currently a law student at UC Irvine, has no work experience, but somehow was able to put together this nonprofit for her daddy to funnel the millions of dollars into. I have not been able to see that nonprofit statement. It's called Form 990, and that is what the federal government requires for nonprofits to file so that we can see where this money is going. The corruption is just mind-boggling, friends. The takeaway that I have, and what I would like you to do as your action steps, the takeaway for me is, all snark aside, it's very, very troubling to acknowledge this level of corruption right in our face from somebody who claims that he came to this country for freedom. He's a complete scammer. He's a complete scam. I'd have no other word than scammer. The guy's like a flim-flam grifter, drifter. How can he continue to be selected into this position? Now, what I want to do about Doe is this. Now, here are four important things that you can do. Number one, I want you to share this video so other people can be aware of this scan and the scam and the scandals that are going on here. If you are able to donate to my legal fund, which is still ongoing with these shenanigans, I will have a link for you in the description as well. If you are in Southern California, you can attend the Orange County Supervisor meetings, and I'll have a link for you to know so you can find out exactly when and where they are, and tell Doug right to his face that you demand his resignation for all of this scamming, his sleazy activities. And then I think most importantly, I want you to join me in contacting the U.S. Department of Justice and demand that they investigate all of this Cooties funds fraud, which is a felony. I've exposed that in the past with many other individuals that are going to prison because of this mishandling and of these funds in a very corrupt way. And this is what I wrote to the FBI. This is a request to investigate the fraudulent activities regarding the spending of COVID funds by Orange County, California Supervisor Andrew Doe. He has been funneling millions of dollars to his own daughter's nonprofit before it received nonprofit status. And this was done in secrecy without public knowledge or approval. This fraud and corruption is being exposed in several media outlets, including LAist. And I have the link for you below. All right. Teddy is telling me that it's time to wrap this up. Thank you for being on board, friends. There will be more details that you can read and weep, or read and reap the benefits by holding this serpent accountable, because victory is ours and justice will be served. Thanks for being on board, and I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.